Abu Nidal, a Palestinian renegade, is believed to be dead. He was once branded the world's most dangerous terrorist. Details are still sketchy, but Palestinian officials reported today that Abu Nidal's body has been found in his Baghdad apartment with multiple gunshot wounds. U.S. officials still have not confirmed the report. Rashid Halidi has written extensively about Abu Nidal. Halidi is a professor of history at the University of Chicago. He says Abu Nidal's name, which means father of struggle, was synonymous with Middle East terrorism in the 1970s and 80s.
He carried out indiscriminate attacks on many parts of the world, not only against Israeli or Western or Jewish targets, but also, in fact, some people would argue primarily against Palestinian targets, mainly offices of the PLO.
He struck targets from Paris to Pakistan. He bombed American airliners. He would machine gun, he and his men would machine gun sidewalk cafes and blow up hotels. Did he ratchet terrorism up and broaden it out in a way
he
that had
probably
never been done
made
before?
It more indiscriminate. That is to say, his organization, besides targeted assassinations of Palestinian leaders, carried out, I guess what you could call indiscriminate mass terrorism against the synagogue, for example, in Istanbul, against people waiting in line at airline counters. This was a case of terrorism on a worldwide scale against civilians who, in many cases, had no connection whatsoever to the conflict. And I think it was a ratcheting up of the level of violence and of the extent of the violence.
Let's talk about the violence inside the PLO. Why was he killing other Palestinians?
Abu Nidal never accepted the shift of the PLO away from calling for the liberation of all of Palestine, which means establishing a Palestinian state in the area that is Israel, towards the idea of a two-state solution, a Palestinian state alongside Israel. And that shift by the PLO, which was first formalized in 1974, precipitated his breakaway. And he didn't just break away. He wasn't just a dissident. He became a renegade attacking the PLO itself, serving as a tool in the hands of various Arab governments, notably the Iraqi, Syrian, and Libyan governments in their conflicts with the PLO throughout the 70s and the 80s.
You know, until the news came over this morning, Abu Nidal had not entered the news headlines for maybe years and has been totally replaced by Osama bin Laden.
Right.
Was he inactive for the last few years?
Yes, for three reasons. Firstly, PLO intelligence eviscerated his organization in the late 80s and early 90s in a very complex and very dangerous operation. The most dangerous terrorist up to that time was not put out of business by Israel, the United States, or anybody else. He was put out of business by the Palestinians. Second reason was that the Arab countries, which until that time had indulged him and supported him and in some cases hosted him, all for different reasons, decided that they wanted to get out of backing Abu Nidal. And the third reason is he was ill. He was reported to have been ill with leukemia and other diseases for over a decade. So I think for these three reasons, he's been relatively inactive for 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm. There's some suggestion that actually countries that put him in business actually regretted it because he turned out to end up running an extortion racket where he would threaten them unless they supported him.
He threatened a lot of people, and they may well have regretted it. This is an organization that was penetrated to the eyeballs by pretty much every intelligence service in the Middle East. It was nevertheless an organization which was probably out of anybody's control, and its demise, I don't think, will be regretted by very many people, if in fact this man is dead.
What effect did he have? What's his legacy, do you think?
Well, it's a somber one. What Abu Nidal did was taken as a pretext in many cases by Israel to carry out enormities. For example, the invasion of Lebanon in June of 1982, which Israel had been planning for a long time. It wasn't something that was launched on the spur of the moment or on a whim. Was launched on the pretext of an attack on the Israeli ambassador in London by Abu Nidal. He triggered off events, huge events. And I think that is one of his legacies. Another of his legacies is, unfortunately, that this is someone who helped to identify the Palestinian cause with terrorism against the will of most Palestinians, against the will of the PLO at a time when it was trying to, and in fact had moved away from doing that sort of thing.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Rashid Halidi is a professor of history at the University of Chicago.